The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We'll be looking ahead to some of Sunday's action today. You can join Gordon Brown, James Millman, Darren Owen and Richie McGrath in the studio on Sunday for all the action from Foslas, Goodwood, The Curragh and Limerick. A bumper team for you on Sunday and some decent action as well. My name is Alex Dunn and I'm joined by Ross Briley to look ahead to said action. How are you doing, Ross?
I'm okay, thank you, Alex Dunn.
Goodwood is what we're going to look at today.
That is true.
It's the last chance
we'll get to say that for quite a while.
Well, it is actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Flat season coming to an end.
Oh dear.
Last York as well today. I'm disappointed about that. I like York.
I know you do.
I do like York a lot.
Did you win? Did you win yesterday?
I did okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a time and a place for that, and this is not it.
No.
However, I tell you who I did see at York.
Who?
Sean Quinn.
Oh, that's a
which links
surprise.
Us very nicely to the news that Countrywide Flame is out for the season.
Yeah.
Obviously disappointing for Connection, disappointing for Sean, and it's a shame actually. I was looking forward to seeing Countrywide Flame run this year.
Yeah, especially given the year that John Quinn's had. Actually, the year he's had. He's had just about as many winners as he did last year, but for some reason they seem to be better winners.
Yeah.
More high profile winners.
I think he went through a phase as well where he didn't have that many. But obviously for the majority
he's gone through a couple of hot spells.
He's been some very hot spells.
But yeah, and obviously Countrywide, yeah, whether he, you know, I think something might well have improved past him and he'd been up against it maybe this year, but still, you still don't want the best horse in your stable being out for the entire jump season, do you? But
no.
Who knows what Sean Quinn has got up his sleeve?
Well, we don't.
We don't. I'm not entirely sure Sean does either.
Not half the time. Right, so that is a shame. But we're going to look ahead to Goodwood now. We'll kick off with the 2:30.
All right.
It's a maiden race over 6 furlongs. Wouldn't be the strongest race on the card. I have a feeling I know what you're going to tip here.
Go on, then.
I think you're going to go for Island Kingdom.
No, you're wrong. Completely
okay,
wrong.
Okay, then.
Utterly wrong.
Is it Nakuti?
It is Nakuti, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to do the podcast?
No. Why do you like Nakuti, Ross?
Ran a really nice race. Well, actually ran quite a nice race here at Goodwood behind Amazing Maria back in August, and I backed it at Salisbury next time out based on that. It travelled like an absolute dream and got beat on the line at 11-1, which I was thrilled about at the time, as you can probably imagine. But the race actually worked out quite well. He then went into handicap company at Doncaster in a strong nursery and performed creditably, beaten 5 lengths by Aclan Vision. A couple of winners have come out of that as well. I just think he's primed to win, really. He deserved success. He got softened up in the lead at Salisbury. As you said, this isn't much of a race, really. He's top-rated on official ratings as well. But given the kind of race it is, I imagine you'll still get a reasonable price about him as well. So, Sly Kirk and Liam Canary, hopefully.
Okay. So Nakuti, the pick in the 2:30. The next race that we'll look at is the 4:15. It's a nursery over 7 furlongs. Intriguing little contest, this. We've got some horses that have already shown their form, and a few down at the bottom who I wouldn't say are yet to, because there's bits and pieces in there, but which way are you going to look at this one?
I'm going straight with what I think is the class horse in the race, and that is Black Caesar, who I've had on my radar since that debut run at Sandown, where he ran behind Insuring and did a lot of his running around the outside. He then went to Newbury and was given a good ride to switch over to the rail in soft ground. But I thought it was a reasonable race, that Newbury race. Probably not quite as worked out as well as it could have done, but I still think he's definitely an 80/90 horse. Richard Hughes and Richard Hannon, obviously teaming up at Goodwood. Gender Agenda went down fighting last time out at Yarmouth, Never to Be, who won a pretty average Lingfield maiden, would still be of interest given who trains it and who rides it. Black Caesar, top weight in a nursery. Oi, oi.
Hannon Hughes, though, at Goodwood, hard to oppose, really, isn't it?
It really is.
Okay, then. So Black Caesar in the 4:15. And the final race that we'll look at is the 5:15 at Goodwood. It is the penultimate race of the card. It's the penultimate race of the year at Goodwood. It's a tricky race to call, but there's some nice types in here. Squire's Balderson looked a winner waiting to happen, and indeed won last time out at Lingfield. We've got horses like Evangelist, who are starting to run up a bit of a sequence now, and arguably the best horse in the race is Plutocracy up at the top, but is handicapped to the hilt, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, this is a cracking race. To be honest with you, I'm almost mad trying to find the winner of it. Squire as Balderson is probably likely to be the most popular one, given the way he hacked up at Lingfield the other day, and it was a pretty good time as well for what looked a modest enough maiden. Given a mark of 85, he could definitely be better than that. But he could well be overbet. As you said, Plutocracy running well, but potentially badly handicapped now. Thomas Hobson would have a squeak as well, up to a mile and a half. He certainly doesn't do anything particularly quickly. Surprised to see him take his first steps at this trip. But I'm going to go for Glorious Protector, who is that comes from the bloodlines of the Aga Khan, so the further the better. This son of Azamor won a Windsor Maiden, which wasn't that good, to be fair, back in May, but since then he's improved in handicaps. He was undone by a slow pace at Kempton in June, and he ran a corker behind Troop in the Colour last time out at Kempton, where he was duelling for the lead and then cut down by a held up horse at the back. So I think he still remains well handicapped, and Richard Hughes again top booking.
Okay then, so they are the three at Goodwood today. The final one there was Glorious Protector. If you could just sum up those three picks for me, Ross.
Yeah, Nakuti in the 2:30, Black Caesar in the 4:15, and Glorious Protector in the 5:15.
Brilliant. Good luck with those, Ross, and enjoy the racing.
Oh, I will.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Hi, it's Declan O'Donoghue of the Irish Sun Air for William Hill Radio, looking at today's fantastic racing in Ireland. Well, we start at the main meeting, the Curragh, and the second race here, the 2:25, an interesting listed race here for fillies. Now, I think we can make a nice few quid here, because all the money here will be surely for the top two, Chicago Girl and Dazzling, both of good recent form to recommend them. You can ignore Dazzling's last run. She was carried across the track there, nearly out over the rail, and she's a lot better than where she finished there sixth. But the one we're going for is number 3, Flying Jib, from the Dermot Wells stable, owned by Khalid Abdullah. This one won with a mile to spare at Dundalk. Quite a good race. Tap Dancing was well fancied for that, and I'm telling you, she beat Tap Dancing very, very easily, reversing earlier form from here in the Curragh. She is highly thought of by the Well team. I think she's just a little bit off the radar at the moment. After today, she will certainly not be that. Number 3, Flying Jib, in the 2:25. Now, the other race we concentrate on the Curragh is the 4:40. And while a puzzle this is, the Irish Cesaro is 30 horses running around the Curragh. Well, obviously each way betting the order of the day here. But remember, it's over 2 miles, so they will sort themselves out pretty much coming towards the end. And the horse that we'll be on, number 9, Call Me Bubbles. This one, tough nut, typical classy tough horse from the Willie Mullins yard. I think he's much better on the flat, actually, than over hurdles. And good second at Listowel the last time, and certainly a horse that has very good flat form from Galway over this kind of trip, and looks ideal for this. Ground doesn't matter, the ground would be pretty good today actually, but it doesn't matter if it handles any kind of ground. Number 9, Call Me Bubbles, in the 4:40, the Irish Cesarewitch. Okay, down to Limerick then. Very good card here for jumping fans. And we start in the very first race, the 2:05. The one we're on here is number 3, Messini's Trap. Ruby Walsh thinks the world of this horse, and he won at Listowel. What was interesting about that was very heavy ground, which wouldn't suit him at all. Much, much better surface today, ideal for him, actually. I know Bayend, the top one, will probably start favourite here. He's a useful horse as well, but we'll be on number 3, Messini's Trap, in the 2:05. Next race is the 2:35, a novice hurdle here, a nice one, and I like number 6, Tropical Tree, from the informed team of local trainer Michael Harrigan and Barry Geraghty. She's won her last two races here, and at Listowel, very much on the upgrade, will light the ground again. A lot of good ones in this race, lots of memories, Band of Blood, Silver Tassie in form lately, and In the Van. So we could get a price here again on number 6, Tropical Tree, in the 2:35. Well, we'd skip over to 4:20 because the top one here, Beneficent, simply cannot be opposed. And on to the 4:50, the Munster National. Well, what a race we have here. This is a very classy affair indeed, as we might expect. Even, I'd say, a step above the average national-type race because, well, some very, very classy horses here and a few Cheltenham prospects thrown in as well, including number 9, Spring Heeled. Now, this one, trained by Jim Cullity, Barry Geraghty in the plate again here. will love the good ground, likes this track. I think he's ideal form for this. I was hoping all week that he would stay in this race, and well, everything has worked out perfectly, including the ground. Plenty with chances here, as you would expect, and a couple of nice each way bets down the card too. I like Heaney with Paul Townsend aboard, number 13, and number 14, Tom Horn, who may appear to be the outside of Noel Meade's favourite, but believe you me, he has a chance. He loves 3 miles on fast ground, which he's got here. But the one we're on, a confident choice, number 9, Spring Heeled, in the 450, the Munster National. So, to sum up again today, the 225 at the Curragh, number 3, Flying Jib, the 440, number 9, Call Me Bubbles, at Limerick, 205, number 3, Messini's Trap, 235, number 6, Tropical Tree, and the 450, number 9, Spring Heeled. A great day's racing. I hope you enjoyed. This is Declan O'Donoghue of the Irish Sun for William Hill Radio.
This is William Hill Racing Radio.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.